Give yourself an opportunity to completely relax wherever you are. Don't worry about any thoughts coming in and out of your mind. Just let them be. What's important here is that you find comfort wherever you're sitting or laying down. Try not to make a problem out of anything. Where you are right now, however you feel, is totally fine. Don't try and resist it. See if you can accept it for what it is, just for now. Take a deep breath. Relax. See if you have any tension in your jaw. Let that go. Do you have any tension in your shoulders? Let that go too. Do a body scan. Your stomach, your hands and fingers, your chest, your head, or anywhere else in your lower body. For any tension, just see if you can let it go for now. You are beautiful. Just the way you are right now in this very moment. And it's ultimately up to you to receive and accept that. It is certainly the intention of this self-love meditation to give you those positive messages that your inner child may have not received when you were young. But it's up to us today, now, me and you, to give yourself new messages based out of unconditional self-love. And that's really what it's all about, isn't it? Self-love. Self-love. If being hard on yourself really worked, don't you think it would have worked by now? Let go. Let go of being hard on yourself. It doesn't work. And sure, that might be easier said than done, but with practice, you can learn to release resistance. You can learn to release self-judgment, self-criticism, self-doubt. And it is true that the more you build the habit of self-love, like you're doing right now by giving yourself space and attention and care, you are systematically replacing those negative patterns with positive patterns inside your brain, inside your biology. Right now, in this moment, you are giving yourself what you need to heal. Just by giving yourself the opportunity to reflect on what isn't serving you and replacing it with love, self-love, grace. You didn't do anything wrong. There's no such thing as being in the wrong place in your life. Everything that's happened in the past is nothing more than the learning experience that you needed in order to gain clarity on what's really true for you and what you really want for your life moving forward. The past gave you clarity, so what's the point of shaming yourself? What's the point of judging yourself for what you did or didn't do or haven't done yet? Let it go. Feel like you want to cry, cry. If there's no emotion that feels like it needs to be released, that's okay too. However you're feeling, see if you can allow it to be okay. Stop judging it. What you resist will persist. So just relax. Right now, in this moment, you are safe. Right now, in this moment, you are loved. You are loved. You are worthy of love. Let's give that to ourselves. Let's give ourselves love in a way that our inner child never got. In abundance. Let's rewrite the programs in our minds, in our hearts, that say that love needs to be conditional, that we have to be a better version of ourselves, or we have to prove ourselves in order to get love. No. No. We don't need that. What you need, what we need as a people, is more forgiveness and unconditional love, don't we? We need more people to rise up in a spirit of love mixed with power for the purpose of healing, the purpose of positive change. The power to fight for what's right, the good of all people. And that does indeed start with one thing: loving yourself, self-respect, self-honor, and the integrity of that. However that looks to you personally is perfect. There's nothing that you have to do in order to feel the love that I'm referring to. It's a practice of accepting who you really are and being that in the world as authentically as you possibly can be. Surrendering to the natural expression of who you really are, behind any facade, behind any mask, behind who you were taught you have to be in order to be approved of by your parents, society, social media. You don't need it. You just need your own self-approval, really. Who creates the measuring stick of your self-worth? Who created that? Why not choose to give yourself self-love and self-worth unconditionally? You're allowed to. You can make the decision to do so now. Isn't that really what we all want? Isn't that really what we're all after? Take a deep breath with me. Relax. Calm your nervous system. You're okay. You are okay. You are okay. Hold yourself. Love yourself. Respect and own your authentic expression for how you want to show up in the world, without needing the approval of anybody else. The way you show up in your authenticity is perfectly imperfect, just like every human on the planet. And that's beautiful. That's enough. There may be people who don't see you or don't understand you for who you really are, and you have to allow that to be okay. You have to make the decision that nothing is more important than that you get your love from inside of yourself. And the only way you can do that is to accept the real you and be that fully. Be that consistently. Be that on high. There's no one in the world like you, and that's a good thing. That's a beautiful thing. Don't you dare let anybody tell you that who you really are is anything less than beautiful, anything less than worthy, anything less of excellent. Sure, you may be growing, you may be healing, you may be discovering and defining your truth, but that's okay. That's okay. You're going to be evolving and growing and defining who you are for the rest of your life, so you might as well enjoy the journey. You might as well accept where you are now as you continue on learning and growing. Do me a favor and put your right hand on your heart. And then I want you to put your left hand on your belly. And as you're holding yourself, I want you to give yourself an opportunity to say these words. Say them with as much honesty and grace as you can. I love you. I love you. Give it to yourself. I love you. For the next few moments, I want you to think of three things that you love about yourself, or three things that you're proud of about yourself, three things that you're grateful for about self. Just three. Bask in the energy of self-appreciation. Do so for as long as you want, as this meditation comes to a close. Thanks for showing up to love yourself. for that is absolutely the greatest gift you could ever give yourself, your family, your community, and the world. You're making the world a better place just by loving yourself. Go ahead and sit in the energy of the three things you love about yourself now.